You're watching WLBZ Channel 2, Bangor, Maine. Up next, Maine Justice.
Meet the plaintiff, Miss Sarah Ann Tucker. She says the defendant subletted her house and ran up the water bill. She seeks $500 in reimbursement. Meet the defendant, Ethan Vandermark. He claims that the high water bill was due to a pre-existing leak. Their fate will be decided according to the unique values of the great state of Maine. This is Maine Justice.
All rise for your honorable most question marks, because they couldn't translate it.
All right now. Now, y'all take a seat, okay? Y'all take a seat right here, right now, okay? All right, here we go. I'm about to serve up a heaping spoonful of Maine Justice here. Well, now, how you doing today, Jessup?
Ooh, wee, this thick humid air getting to me today, y'all.
Ooh, wee, that is true. We in Maine for sure. Now, hello there, Miss Tucker.
Hello, Your Honor.
Yeah. Now, say, how's your daughter doing?
Oh, she's just fine, Your Honor. You know, she's going to school up there in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got some good schools up there. You know, that's true. That's true. But I like to think you can learn a thing or two down here in Maine as well. How you doing over there, Mr. Who is he? Mr. Vandekirk, huh? Vandermark, is that what it is? Are you from out of town? Is that right?
That's correct. Hey, what the hell's going on here?
Okay, all right now. Okay, yeah, here we go. Miss Tucker, what's this all going on here about this here with all this here mess now?
Well, Judge, I loaned this man my house, and I willfully included utilities. But then I came back, and whoo-wee, he done run up the water bill like something I don't know what.
Okay, that's not true.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth, boy. You in Maine now, boy.
That's right.
Bangor, Maine, baby.
Yep.
You're going to find we do things different down here.
That's right. You best watch yourself, boy. You're going to find yourself hog-tied and tossed into a swamp full of gators like that.
Alligators in Maine?
You damn tootin'.
Yeah, because this here Maine Justice right here.
Okay.
Now, order in my courtroom. Y'all shut your butts. That's right. Okay. Now, this here man right here may not be from around these parts, but let's see what this little crawdaddy got to say.
Okay. Well, my wife and I have always wanted to go to Maine, so...
Damn right. Home of jazz, baby.
That's right.
Mardi Gras, Steve on Keen.
That's right.
Right. Anyway, we rented this house, and I guess there was a leak in the basement, but we didn't realize it. That's why the water bill was so high.
He's lying, like a viper in red Maine mud.
I'm not lying.
Oh, whoa, wait. Next time you interrupt a woman in my courtroom, we gonna send you off to a lighthouse crawling with gators.
What?
Okay, now, there. I'm gonna let them be, Jessup. Let up.
Oh, I hate gators.
I know it. Don't you give me that. Now, Miss Tucker, I believe you had a witness you want to call.
That's right. I call Congressman Fenton Worthington Carey.
All right.
You swear you're going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, baby.
Oh, hell yeah!
Okay, all right. Now, Congressman Carey, what did you see up in there?
I seen this fool. He been running his water all day. He trying to drink up the whole bayou or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, what you trying to make fool out of, huh? This ain't no Pontiac roulette, my friend, because there ain't nobody making a fool out of the good people of Maine, excepting the Lord himself.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't even know what this little weirdo is saying.
Hey, that little weirdo is an 8-term congressman.
That man right there is a New England treasure, baby.
That's right. Son, I warned you about smarting off, and I don't know if you get where you is, but you in Maine now, boy. The only place you can fill a jar full of maple syrup as it drips directly from a bald cypress tree, less than a voodoo lobster get there first.
What? Can someone please explain to me what is going on?
Okay, all right. Well, look here. Maybe we all relocated here after Katrina, but we don't want to change our ways, right?
Or maybe we part of some kind of courtroom exchange program, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe there's a space-time portal where we spend half of the time in Maine and half in New Orleans, and we've started to mix the two up.
Yeah, that's what it is. I am so confused.
Okay, all right, now, here we go. I'm gonna make my ruling, okay? Let's see. Mr. Vandermark, I find you guilty of being a fast-talking, water-wasting, no-good Yankee. That's right. And I hereby sentence you to eat one of the spiciest bowls of jambalaya you ever seen.
That's the sentence?
It's gonna be so spicy, sure. We gonna have to tie him up to Uncle Orville's airboat and drag his bare, lily-white butt across the swamp to put out that ass fire. Oh, Jessup, that's what has to happen.
Ass fire. It's an ass fire. Ass fire.
That's right. Oh, that's just like how I like doing it down here in Bangor, Maine. Because this here is main justice.
I didn't even last the first fucking thing I said or I started cracking up.
I'm very proud of myself. I didn't crack up once.
I was doing okay till the ass fire. The ass fire is always what does it.
What's that ass fire? Well, welcome to the it's Saturday, and that means it is
it's
the
Powerzilla 19.
Someday. It is the Podzilla 1985 Legendary Group Chat Podcast for Happiness. What? Did I get it?
You got it.
It's Friday, but yeah, you got that part right.
Okay, Dalton, time's irrelevant in quarantine time. It's fine.
Yeah, 2020
time's
is
irrelevant
its own
when
thing.
You're here in Maine.
In Bangor, Maine. Oh, and as we call ourselves, the Not Quite Ready for Podcast Players, my name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me tonight, we've got playing the judge in the skit there. I was the bailiff, by the way. The judge, Hunter Hendricks.
Well, you know that's true now, there.
Playing Miss Sarah Ann Tucker, we have Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And then the man of the night, if this were a stage play, I would hand him the roses now.
Yes.
Playing Ethan Vandermark and the Charlie Day role of Congressman Fucknutter. What was his name?
Fenton Worthington Carey, and I'm an 8-time congressman.
We got Mr. Cody Sandusky.
Hey.
Joining us here in a little bit, I believe, is Mr. Tanner Calvert. He'll be joining the show, but until then, it's just us four. And you remember the last time that the four of us had Tanner join in, it turned out to be one of the best episodes we've ever done.
We made two people quit temporarily.
I was about to say, yeah. Five of us were here, two of us were not at the end. What a fantastic ratio we're developing already.
That's what we do here in Maine Justice
on Podzilla. Well, that was fun. I think I'm going to put that one up there. I think SNL is just a good place to get these.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. You have such a deep pool of resources in terms of how many years of sketches you can get away with.
Yeah, and you know we've talked about we dipping our toes in other stuff. Maybe doing some In Living Color, except the problem with In Living Color is, looking back on it, it really wasn't that funny. I'm going to say it now.
I want to disagree with you, but other than nostalgia memories, I can't give anything.
Is that Parker disagrees?
I don't know why he's so angry.
Parker says, "How dare you besmirch the name of Keenan Ivory Wayans like that?"
You and I talked about this, though. You're not wrong. Like, it is going back and looking at it, it's the epitome of shock comedy. Like, everything in it is intended to be offensive, and it's a little too far.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of it isn't even offensive by today's standards. It's kind of tame compared to some of the stuff they do now. I believe Dalton showed me a skit once that Goody Two Shoes. What's his name?
Donald Glover. That's not it. He is not Goody Two Shoes even a little bit.
Charlie. What the hell is his other name? Childish Gambino. Don't tell me. Nope. Yeah. I got it before you said it. He showed me a skit where they did a spelling contest, and Dalton, what was the word?
Oh, I can't say it.
That's always a good sign.
I'm gonna put it in the Discord chat, and then I'm gonna directly delete it.
Yes, so everyone can see it.
I have a select few options that I'm expecting here.
If it's worse than what you think.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Welcome to 1990 on the Fox Network, folks.
Yeah.
So and why... it doesn't exist anymore. Oh God, Tanner saw.
Well, welcome to it, Tanner.
I want Tanner to join in and just be like, "Yeah, we were talking about you." Oh shit, and he did. Hey, what's up, Tanner?
That was an interesting way to
Jesus
jump into the
Christ,
show.
Jesus Christ, Dalton.
Matting.
So,
oh, damn it.
You're matting, Cole.
Going back to it, I mean, you're right. I'm sitting here trying to think of, there's the Venus de Milo sketch, which entirely is making kind of light of different women, and also Jim Carrey being made of rubber. There's the Brothers Brothers, which is not the best sometimes.
Also, Real quick, I want to say welcome to the show, Mr. Tanner Calvert.
Yeah,
he's here. He's certainly here.
He walked in on the worst word, and just for context, Tanner, that was a Donald Glover bit that they were doing a spelling bee, and we could not say the word. And if you're curious about what word we could not say,
don't email us.
Don't ask.
Just don't ask us. Just go to YouTube and look up what is it, Derek Comedy?
Derek Comedy, yeah. If you put in Derek Comedy spelling bee, you'll find it.
I love how I'm typing in, hey, I'm recording. What the f...
And the reason I won't email you back is because...
But I'd use that computer.
Now, Cody, going back to what you said, I will tell you the one that, to me, is arguably still hilarious, and it is still offensive to this day, and that is the Men on Film series.
Yep, that's exactly what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Hated it.
That one, oh, man, I remember how much trouble they got. It was Damon Wayans. It was always Damon Wayans. And poor David Alan Greer would just sit there and just
suffer through it.
Oh, he would just grimace because he knew they were getting a letter about that one. Damon Wayans, arguably the funniest of the Wayans brothers.
Oh.
I said maybe it.
For a longer period of time, but I would say the peaks are still higher with Keenan Ivory.
Well, Keenan Ivory did one thing, and David Wayans was in it, but he was a small
role. Well, it's the same thing you and I bond over. It's I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker. Which, if
such
you've never...
Good goddamn film.
Has anyone here not seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, just for the record?
I have.
Okay.
I have not.
Tanner.
Also seen
it.
You knew
he hasn't
had.
Seen
that
Predator.
Question.
Oh, my God. But other than that, I really can't think of anything else on In Living Color that really tickled my fancy. Other than, I really like when Jim Carrey would do the musical numbers, when he did Vanilla Ice.
Right.
And when he did Snow. Snow was probably my favorite one.
That Vanilla Ice was one of my favorites of all time.
I'm with Informer. Well, the song is called Informer, but
Imposter.
Imposter. That is.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. But overall, In Living Color, I don't know, man. Just rewatching it, it doesn't make me laugh like it used to. It's like Married with Children, where if you didn't grow up watching it, I don't think you'll find it funny. Except unlike Married with Children, which I still find to be funny, I don't really find In Living Color to be as funny anymore. But Hunter,
I get that.
We've talked about it before. Married with Children is another one of those things that you don't show anybody if they didn't grow up with it.
No.
There's
no
point.
When you were talking, we were talking about offensive stuff on the Fox Network. I'm like, oh, you mean the same network that had a show with a white woman saying, "Take me, Mandingo"?
God damn it!
Hey, someone said it.
Sure, why not? I don't. Again, the clip exists. You can find Marcy saying it. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it happened in the 90s on Fox.
All I'm saying is there's a good chance that this episode might end with that clip.
You know,
just fill out the last.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Just so everyone knows,
we're gonna do that table read, and Cody's gonna be Marcy.
You rope them in with the main justice. You leave them with the Married with Children.
Hold up.
I don't think
that'll rope a dope.
There's not many Married with Children skits we could do, other than maybe one of the ones where Al's in the shoe store and he's talking to a fat woman. But even that is, you can't do that anymore either.
The only thing you can do is the bit we always do with talking about the minutes.
Stop it, Hunter! Why are you taking us back to the dark ages of this show?
Slap these balls.
Well, I
didn't know Jeff Jarrett wasn't Mario Party.
Those are nuts, Cody. It's different.
Unless Thank Hunter you. Puts a better one in there, that's the picture for tonight. No, it's gonna be Jay Farrell. We agreed. We already
it's
agreed.
Gonna be Jay.
Yeah, it's gonna be Jay Farrell with the pink umbrella doing the second line.
Which is a shame because I really like slap these balls. I'm just gonna post that on my Facebook real quick. No, you know what? That's my new cover photo.
Bravo. There
that's
you go.
Usually how it works. I message Shannon something at 2:00 in the morning, and I go, "Here's your new profile picture," and he goes, "Yeah, okay."
And then it is.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. I'm mad.
about.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Just, all right, I'm
because it reminds
I'm
me
mad.
Of that meme of the it, you know I'm gonna say it and I don't care what you think. I don't care that you broke your elbow.
I'm mad,
Tanner. What are you mad about?
I'm mad y'all did Main Justice without me.
You were going to be Sarah Ann Tucker. You should be pretty happy.
For the record, we were going to wait, but Cody had to leave early, but now he doesn't have to. So we're kind of lucky, but you did miss out on it, and I apologize. However, there is another Main Justice, although
yeah,
arguably
this one's
not
the better
as funny.
One,
it's by far the best one.
You,
you know what Cody
now,
thinks
now,
to
baby.
That, Tanner?
I don't want to do Justin Timberlake again.
Slap these balls.
There it is.
Tanner, you did pretty well as Justin Timberlake, though.
It was just a straight man. I'm good.
Well, so was Alex Trebek, but you didn't do good at him.
Well, that's an accent.
What accent for Alex Trebek?
I mean,
we talked about
Canadian.
That.
And you're an idiot. Yeah.
So, Hunter, I do believe I yell F-A-F-O before my DDT. I'm pretty sure I'm going to yell slap these balls anytime I go for an elbow drop.
Yes.
Could you?
Yes.
You might,
if you can see me, I'm doing the Nicholson nod right now. Yes.
Can you just make that a new t-shirt and put an arrow
slap
pointing
down?
Slap
these
balls? Yeah.
And just have yourself drawn in the style of Waluigi.
I mean, the facial hair would be better. It's fine.
Shut up, Cody. I do nothing to you today.
Well, I mean, you could always go, like, just make it a full-on PG-85 shirt and just make it slap these nuts.
No.
Or just slap his dick.
Nope.
No,
he doesn't get any credit.
No. Yeah, we don't do this dick. No,
and you don't say that too loud because you're going to summon him. Like, be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, three
he's going to start asking people for nudes. It's going to get weird.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
What did I do?
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on Facebook. I didn't do anything wrong.
No, I think he was reacting to Hunter, the one Hunter just posted.
That's from a horror film, and I don't care what anybody says.
Well, if it's from a horror film, I know at least three people in this group chat that hasn't seen it. Cody, yeah. Dalton, and Tanner.
You have like Tanner. This new information that's dragging me. This has been discussed
Tanner's
for years
a bitch.
Gone by.
What?
12 minutes.
This is when Tanner was about to come into the end of the podcast, but he saw that word in the Discord.
Yeah, no, that's about the face I made.
What are you talking about? It's deleted. It's not up there anymore.
Yeah, you deleted it just in time.
Hillary Clinton that shit.
I don't even remember. I was going to make a point, and I don't remember what the point was anymore. Fuck.
It's safer that way.
Oh, it was something funny. I was going to mention, I think it was Hunter put it in the group chat the other day. It's my favorite thing that I've seen lately. It's that picture. Stop it. Just stop.
It's the
picture of the sheep wearing the face mask, and it says "Your friends." And then it's the picture of the lions looking all badass, and it says "My friends." And then someone below it put the Google research for like lion population decreasing,
endangered,
endangered.
Oh yes.
I don't know how to find it. I'll never find it.
We really do need to record this show on Saturday just so we can name the episode Shit Post Saturday. That's all this is, just a day early.
We can never do that because that was Lindsay's suggestion, and I cannot give her the satisfaction.
She said too many bad things about Emmy Rossum. You can't let her have that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. I haven't given her the satisfaction in years. She ain't getting it now.
Jesus.
Oh, God, that poor cat.
Is that Triple H cat?
Gosh, damn it.
Nick Cannon would hate that cup.
Oh, God.
Jesus,
no.
Tanner.
This
is a fun show, you dickhead.
Nick Cannon is hilarious.
Fuck Nick Cannon.
Tell your mom I'm cussing the house. Shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, Hunter, I'm going to count on your chihuahua.
There it is.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
I couldn't tell if that was a picture of a chihuahua or Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man 3.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Especially when you start
to
cry.
I'm happy that we are back to true form tonight.
Wait, what?
Man.
This entire show is just us laughing. That's it.
Oh, and it's always the most popular shows, and I don't know why.
Hey, the kids love Squalor.
They just like really, to hear the really laughter. Do. That's it.
What the fuck is that? That might be the scariest fucking photo I've ever seen in my life.
I've got to go to church now.
Seriously.
I just don't.
Now I've got to post this picture on Facebook and tag Tanner in it.
Hunter, I never played that game. How is it?
That wasn't me. Tanner did that one.
Oh, shit.
Good job, Tanner. We all know that I like a good episode of the Fuck Tales. Two.
Two? Oh, that's the sequel. That implies the existence of a one.
So Fuck Tales, just OG Fuck Tales.
Ooh. All right, there I got to post it.
God damn it.
So, Shannon, on a serious note.
Yeah.
I had to make a big decision today. I was in a Walmart in Illinois, and they had the NBA Jam cabinet.
Oh, don't!
Yeah, it was in front of me, and it was under the TMNT cabinet. So I was like, well, if I get it, I might be able to argue him down $100. And then I was like, but then I'd have to ship this bitch, or I'd have to get this bitch all the way to, like, Missouri.
That's true.
Which it will fit in my car, but I'd have to push my seat. Like, I'd be humping the steering wheel the whole time. And then also, it was $500.
Yeah, did it come with the stool?
I didn't see if it came with the stool at all.
I'd say if it comes with the stool, I'd say worth it.
Yeah, like, their stools are kind of shit.
I can't buy $500 on it. Yeah, I get that it's worth it, but I can't do it.
I mean, it's
oh,
cool.
God,
that,
Hunter.
It's cool that you can play it online. Like, that part's pretty fucking cool.
No, I agree.
So, go ahead.
I was gonna say we got some breaking news. If you are a churchgoer out there and the coronavirus has you down, we have some new worship guidelines that we're asking everyone to follow. Cody, if you would please read those for us.
Oh God! Like, fine. If you turn your parking lights on, you are ready to worship. Somebody or something that may or may not exist. Your headlights.
It doesn't.
Your right turn signal is raising one hand in worship. If your wipers are on, you're lifting both hands in worship and kind of doing the car version of a Nazi salute. If you're both hands, you're communing. If you're turning your left turn signal on, you want to ask something for the forgiveness of your bullshit sins that no one's going to forgive you for anyway, because God saw what you did in your bedroom, you little pervert. If your hazard lights are on, you need prayer. And if you're spraying washer fluid, well, you probably will get arrested if you admit to what you've been doing in that car in public.
I think if you're spraying washer fluid, you're a Catholic priest.
Except it's not washer fluid, it's ejaculate.
Yep, there it is.
Cody, I had to turn my mic on mute because I kept laughing.
No, because here's the thing. I know we've talked about it on this podcast before. I grew up in a church organization and in a faith system that this bullshit would happen if those people actually believed in coronavirus being able to kill them.
I didn't grow up religious, Cody, but if it's any consolation, I'm so terrible that I actually broke someone's religion once. Dalton, what did we call me? Was it the faith breaker or
you were heaven shattering?
I was heaven shattering. That is what. All right, so for any women out there that
isn't that the second form of Sephiroth?
Yeah, that's who I am. My first form is birds with arms. My second form is. If any women are out there listening and you want the kind of guy that is going to literally shatter heaven, go somewhere else, I guess.
Email him.
Don't email me. Wait a minute.
If you start as birds with arms, does that mean you have to lose an arm to be? Are you the one-armed angel?
Right.
Is that how it works?
Well, no, it's arms, not wings. I'm a one-winged angel because I got bird arms, so I only have one wing. Also, Tanner, I went from knight in God's shining armor to heaven shattering. That's my progression.
Oh.
Also, I'm taken. So
it's
don't
like
email
a Pokemon
me.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Well, we got 25 minutes and we're out.
No, that's it. That's the show.
No, it's fine. There's I'm sitting here else. Thinking about me hearing
fucking the... hell, Tanner. So if you're new to the Friday show, basically what happens is I come in this with the best intentions of talking about something. And within moments, either Hunter or Tanner or Dalton or somebody starts shitposting.
I don't shitpost in fairness until Hunter starts.
To be fair.
That's Hunter.
To be fair, I'm always terrible at it until tonight.
Well, I mean, my God, that's low hanging fruit. You hung that boy.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Hunter, you were going to say something about musicals, man. Go jump yes, into Hunter. It. Let's yes, just jump going. Into it.
So,
not this isn't the point.
And I say we because I'm meaning me and Tanner. I know Dalton's not going to do it. And I'm guessing Cody's not. I don't know. Wait, why does Barry?
I mean, I can throw a list together real quick
in the middle of the podcast. What is this? Derek sent me three.
Is it birds?
I
got him.
They're all birds with arms. Is he listening?
Are they? Yeah, yeah. I also got the. Well, he sent me the birds with arms too. So, is it the same ones I got? Is there one shredding a guitar and one that looks like he's from Kill Bill? Okay.
I will.
Can everybody just put "shut the fuck up" with no? No, like, punctuation. Just put "shut the fuck up."
Okay, everyone type in "shut the fuck up" real quick. Don't hit enter yet, though. Everyone,
I already did, but if you guys do it together, it'll be funny.
All right.
Let me see if it pops. Wait,
we doing this on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone just... To Derek?
Yeah, just...
Yeah, Derek Box.
Hang on.
It's only on my phone for some reason. I don't know why. Are me and Derek not friends on Facebook?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the problem. Because it, like, sent me a request. Okay. So we're all going to send this simultaneously?
Yeah, just get it typed in and ready to go.
Right, I just told him to wait for it.
I got it.
All right, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3, send it. All right. We've clearly done the Lord's work, so Cody, I believe that would be us. What are we doing? Left turn signal? No.
I mean,
how does that
I'm spraying, not going to waste time spraying for a thing that fluid, doesn't exist, right? So sure.
I think we're honking at this point.
I mean, honking to a non-existent deity? Yeah, that's fine.
Jesus Christ.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
Him.
Okay, homeboy, yeah, I've pivoted hard on faith in the time you've known me.
Me.
I guess I would be.
2020 did you get Derek's message back?
Yeah, motherfuckers.
I think 2020's changed Cody. It's like it's Gremlins 2, where Gizmo starts off cute and innocent, and by the end, he's fucking Rambo. That's Cody this year. I thought of Cody as the upstanding young Christian conservative, and he's just gone insane.
Okay. I know, different show. We'll discuss this conservative that's been bandied about because it was accurate at one point, but I feel like it hasn't really applied as much in the time since I've been on the podcast.
Also, I also got the motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, did I?
I guess we're the motherfuckers of the week.
Oh,
I'm fine with it. I feel like we've earned it this time.
It's been long overdue at this point for me.
I'm gonna send you guys Sadie's magnum opus of work.
That's too real, Hunter.
Too soon.
No!
Oh,
no.
Sadie made me that a couple weeks ago.
It's accurate. Pretty. It's accurate, too.
Yeah.
I think
I just realized I have no idea where Parker is. So Sarah's downstairs making masks, which means Parker has to be somewhere around here because I closed the upstairs doors, and yet I cannot see or hear him, which is when he's at his most terrifying.
So you're going to die. Like,
yes. Yeah, I won't make it out of here.
Well, it's been real.
You led a pretty good life.
Well, Derek said it was a nice surprise, at least.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, Hunter, that never happened.
It is a legend.
That's why it's a legend.
Yeah, it's true. It's accurate.
Also, I've never been a fan of Legend of Zelda. I'll say it a billion times. I like two things about Legend of Zelda. I like Breath of the Wild, and I like the first game when he had the shield with the cross on it, but apparently Cody just told me that was bullshit.
Did you see God in that game?
Wasn't it the Triforce?
And Zelda, technically she's the goddess.
You're worshipping three triangles? That's applicable, it makes sense.
Are you saying that Zelda is
God? I mean, I'm not going to lie, Cody. I worshipped a Caucasian man that was in Egypt on a cross for about 18 years of my life. So, three triangles isn't that bad.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, I don't know what to address first, the being crucified in Egypt or the hot dog nolts. Or the Hannibal Buress spin kicking. Who is that? Flava Flav?
It's Flava Flav.
Okay, I was trying to remember.
This dude ain't
joking.
Joking. Oh, man, we got to do some rapper warrior
so
ninja.
So what were we talking about with the favorite musicals?
Favorite musicals and a favorite song from it. So last night we did this show, and Jesse had some bullshit answers. I had some good answers. Lindsay, of course, whatever. And Hunter was going to do it tonight, and I didn't know who to expect on the show tonight. I didn't know if Dalton or Tana were going to be here, and I definitely didn't expect Cody to be here. So
I can do five musicals. Just because I don't like them doesn't mean I don't know five of them.
How does a music major not like musicals?
Very easy.
That's the same. Depending on what school you go to, very easily.
Yeah, I went to a school that focused on opera. So, like, we didn't do musicals. Like, the theater department did musicals, but the music education or the music people in general didn't do it.
God damn it. So, Nate just... Remember Nasty Nate?
Oh, no.
He just...
How could we...
Moran?
He just replied to that Waluigi. I'm going to post it in here because it's just as good, I think.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm going to yell whenever I win matches.
Tear this hole up.
I want to do the show.
You banging Maine now, baby.
We're going to find we do things a little different around here.
Steve on King.
Steve on King.
I never knew that was Stephen King until you guys told me. Oh, I learned something new.
Yeah, Stephen King. He's from Maine.
And so are most of his books.
And
old Derry, Maine.
And I was never a big fan of most of them. Honestly.
That's okay. It's okay. The only Stephen King book I own is the one that most people wouldn't read.
Tommyknockers.
Hearts of Atlantis.
Never heard of it.
It's a non-horror book.
Yeah, about to say Hunter hit it. It's a non-horror book.
Yeah.
Tanner, can you explain to me what I'm looking at?
It's a... no, I can't.
Those are gunchucks.
It's a gunchucks, yeah.
God damn it.
So that's Hunter, musical.
That's from Deadpool.
I'm curious if you and I have the top one.
Well, hold on. Before we do that, God, I want to jump back on Stephen King real quick. You talk about Stephen... What's the best Stephen King movie?
Movie? Green Mile.
Movie?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, you know what? That's let's take that back. What is your favorite Stephen King movie? Not what you think is the best, but what is your favorite Stephen King film? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, a Hunter or a Tanner nailed it. It may actually be Green Mile for me, which is maybe recency bias because I just saw it a couple months ago.
I mean, for me, it's always going to be The Shining, even though it's not like
The Shining,
book, but if you know, it still counts. So.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, Shawshank Redemption. So.
Yes, that was the one I kind of expected at least one or two people, because my other choice, if it's not Shawshank Redemption, would be Stand By Me.
Dalton, have you ever seen a Stephen King film?
Yeah, I said The Shining.
Oh, did you say that? I thought Hunter said that.
Hold on.
I also said it.
He said that.
Yeah.
Dalton said The Shining.
Oh. Mine is Creepshow.
Oh, yeah.
I love Creepshow. I am shocked and appalled that no one else here likes Creepshow. Or maybe they do. Do you guys like Creepshow?
I like it, but I've
would never pick it as my favorite.
But yeah, I agree.
It's just so much fun. And do you remember the stories from it, any of them?
Not off the top of my head. It has been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Well, I've been thinking about that one a lot lately. Because the stories in that film, and they're all really, really good. The first one is about the birthday cake. And the zombie comes back. The Father's Day cake. And the zombie dad comes back and kills people. And that one's really cool. There's the one with Stephen King where he's the simple farmer who finds the meteorite and turns into a plant monster and ends up killing himself. There's a bunch of good ones. I'll go through them all. But the one that I've been thinking about lately is there's one of a scientist who is being harassed by roaches. And it gets progressively worse. Like, he keeps trying to kill them, but they keep coming back. And to the point that at the end... he's overwhelmed with them. And these are real roaches. They didn't use CG. These are like thousands of actual roaches. And in the end, they're like, they have like this, you know, mannequin of him or doll of him that looks like him. And the roaches are tearing through his mouth and his face and coming out of him. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately because I think that's how I'm going to die.
I knew where this was going.
It was going to get there eventually.
Oh, they're going to get there. I put the bastards to one section, but it's still a thing.
What's when it comes to Stephen King movies, I think the more interesting question is, which is the worst one?
Running Man.
Running Man's pretty bad, but...
I enjoy Running Man, but because it's so loosely based on the story, and also it's a mediocre Schwarzenegger 80s movie.
Back the fuck up, son!
Richard Dawson saves that movie.
All right, if you mention Richard Dawson, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
That's
no, fine. I love Richard Dawson, that movie. It's the perfect role for him that isn't being kind of creepy in hindsight to women in the 60s and 70s. If you're talking about the movie itself, when you see a line like, this saw's a part of me, and I'm going to make it a part of you. No, you keep it.
Classic.
In a serious action moment in which a man gets cut in half, not great.
I love The Running Man, but I will agree with you that it is in a list of Schwarzenegger 80s films, that's one of the weaker ones. Yeah.
But still, I think that's still classic. I still think that's a weird way to pronounce The Langoliers.
Oh, don't let Lindsay hear you say that. She fucking loves The Langoliers.
The movie is terrible.
And you know what makes that movie worse? Are
the CG.
The worst CG I've ever seen in my life.
The Langoliers themselves.
Yeah, that is awful. Because I was going to say the Tommyknockers. I think Tommyknockers is
very bad.
It's so boring.
Yes.
But Langoliers is just embarrassing. I never saw that one.
I haven't either. Thinner is terrible.
Yeah.
Nothing's good about Thinner.
I'm trying to. Carrie Warrer is in it. That's the only good thing about it. Hey, Tanner, you got that crush button?
Ooh, hang on.
Maximum Overdrive.
There it
awful.
Is. Maximum Overdrive is pretty terrible. Actually, Christine. You know that you mentioned it? A lot of Stephen King films were pretty bad.
Yes, that's
oh, yeah,
the thing.
No, it's easier to identify the good ones because it is a small pool.
That's
and it's
why
almost
I was more interested in the worst ones.
It's almost always entirely non-horror ones, too, that are his best films.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption are easily top five of his movies.
Now, I'll ask you, because I've never actually had a chance to watch it. Have any of you seen Apt Pupil?
Yes.
No, but I've heard it's really good.
And I wanted to see it because, I mean, Ian McKellen, you know,
yeah.
take David Schwimmer, take him reading for whatever it is, but...
Somebody dies.
Like, that sounds like it's an interesting premise because I've read the story, but I haven't bothered to sit down to find the movie anywhere.
It's a good film. I saw it years upon years ago, and Ian McKellen is really, really good. And who is the other guy? Is it Brad Renfro that's in it?
Yeah, Brad Renfro.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I saw that movie around the same time as, and I don't think anyone has ever seen this movie other than me, but I'm going to ask. Has anyone seen the movie The Last Supper?
I don't think so.
Let me verify.
I feel like I would
Let me verify
if I
that's the name of it. I want to make
sure. I've read the book or the story about it once.
Jesus Christ.
Let me make sure I got the right name of this film. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's a 95 movie. It's basically about a group of people that get together and invite someone to dinner and then like kind of pass judgment on them and end up murdering them until they're like this really elitist kind of group until they invite Ron Perlman, who's like this Nazi character, to it, and he fucks with them mentally so much with his arguments and stuff. If I remember correctly, it's been a while. They end up killing themselves, and Ron Perlman walks away.
I feel like I heard this same movie came up in a conversation with the Christian Slater movie Very Bad Things, in which it was like kind of black comedy influenced moments, but also a really dark mid-90s movie.
You know, it's another really good film that no one talks about anymore. Identity. That was a good movie.
Identity was a good film. Yes.
Tumbleweeds.
No. Identity was good.
Until the end.
Yeah.
And then it fell apart. Anyway, back to the Broadways. Hunter, you had some Broadways.
I got some Broadways. I was going to let Tanner go first because
no,
I feel
ahead.
Like if
we'll,
I don't,
we'll take turns.
He's going to get some things. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my top five, which some are going to overlap with the ones from last night, and then I'm going to throw in some extras that I feel like deserve some mentioning. So as far as my top five goes, one that I know already got mentioned was Wicked. By Lindsay. No. That being
yes.
said, of the things that she mentioned, well, first of all, I wanted to clarify. So, did Lindsay say she had seen Wicked? Because she's the only one who mentioned it, right?
No. I don't know if she's seen it or just read the book.
I was going to say, I think she, because if she read the book is very different from the stage production. And also, if it's one of those things that was like Hamilton for a long time until it made its way to Disney Plus. If you haven't seen it, there's some stuff you're losing in the context. Because I remember she said it was a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and to clarify, it's not. The first act is a prequel. The second act actually takes place and runs concurrently with The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
It happens like in and around that. So it happens through the beginning, through the middle, and past the end of the original. That said, I can understand it might not be your favorite song, but Defying Gravity is like the key song from that production. But
it's so good, especially seeing it live.
Yes, but
with
it,
all the stage work.
Oh man, it was killer. We saw it this past December, because it was for Sarah's birthday.
It was Emily and I's first year anniversary. That was my gift for her as we went to go see
at the Fox. Yeah,
yeah.
That being said, I still think Popular is the best song from it. It's the one that gets caught in my head the most.
Yes.
See, for me,
Glinda
it's
basically just telling Elphaba she's going to make her popular, and there's this whole running list of all the ways she's going to do so, and it's fun.
But Hunter. Lar.
What?
Did you say Guar?
Not popular, popular.
Oh, yeah. It took me a minute. I was like, I didn't hear.
So for me, my favorite song from Wicked is the For Good.
That is a good one.
It is. It's a really good one. Because we
honestly, it's a soundtrack that I could listen to for most of it end to end without.
Agreed.
Having to it's also it has a lot of things in common with Hamilton, where a lot of the songs flow into each other, and it's critical that they like are used at the same time.
Also, Jesus I have no idea why I posted that GIF. Yeah, I was.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck it is.
I was
Cody.
Maria's
it's when
Tippo
doesn't
me.
Read Kingdom.
Why does his head not
match
his
body? Words.
I don't know. She sent me. She got the royal crown on Animal Crossing. She was like, "Does anybody want this?" And I said, "I don't know. I'll ask him." And then I tried to look up a GIF of Crown Royal, but I typed in CRO, and this big motherfucker was the first one that popped up. And I'm like, "I'm sending that.
That's got
to
be sent.
That's a big. That's a big motherfucker."
Oh, I already bought the crown. I went to your island and bought it the other day.
This is a different one. This was an even more expensive one.
What?
The other one living
was a
lavishly
million bills already.
This one's 1.2.
Oh, jeez.
She had to outdo me. But thankfully, we all got that Uncle Daddy money. So
yes.
Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy.
Okay,
all right,
so,
Tanner, you go.
I'm going to say Rent.
Oh, you took one from
me. Is it the Everyone's Got AIDS song?
Everyone's Got AIDS. No, I'm going
to... Out of the pool, Lindsay.
that was the best. That was one of the best shows ever. No, and I think song-wise... Oh man, I'll Cover You reprise. It's when he's singing at Angel's funeral.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at fucking sack of cheese. I just laughed at the most improper time. I'm so sorry.
It is a good one. Rent was also on my list, but I would have to. I mean, okay. As before, the iconic song is "Seasons of Love."
Obviously,
that's the one everybody knows, and that's a great tune. I always go back to La Vie Boheme.
That's one of the most fun songs ever.
One. And unpopular opinion, Tango Maureen is probably my favorite song from the whole thing.
Okay,
I'm not gonna say it's unpopular. I love that. Like that's one.
Well, I say as far as favorite songs go, I don't hear a lot of people mention that one, but that's one that always gets my attention.
I'm just glad we're mentioning other songs other than "Seasons of Love" because I'm so fucking burnt out.
I'm not gonna say
I don't that know in, this in high school. All. That's
yeah, best
you knew, yeah, you know "Seasons of Love." It's the 525,000.
Okay,
yeah,
I thought so.
Yeah.
We're gonna get sued. Stop it.
That's all I'm doing. I can do that much, and then we're good.
I mean, okay. if we're not gonna get sued by NBC, then I wouldn't worry about it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, if the mouse hasn't come for us yet, I'm pretty sure Rent.
But yeah, no,
okay.
That's
fair.
Rent's one of those shows where like anytime my music theater group gets back together. Like, just has a hangout for a weekend or something, we end up singing the entire album. Like, we've got one guy who sits there and plays piano probably better than anybody that I've ever known, and we just go through all the songs.
Tanner, I am surprised by that, because I assumed that your theater group, your
Stop
music group,
it.
Just got
Stop
together
it.
And sang
Shut
Cotton
the
Eye
fuck
Joe
up.
Over and over again. I'm sorry.
we also saw Rent at the Fox Theater back in February. Actually, it was the last, like, big thing we did before all of this, as they say, before all this shit was going on. But it was right. Really, really well done. Single stage or single set. They didn't change anything out other than like moving pieces on the stage itself. No orchestra because all the music is guitar, drums, piano. So they hide that, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
it was really well done. Tanner, I'm gonna do you a favor.
Wait,
and
I got one.
What?
Hey, okay. I got one.
God damn it, Dalton!
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying?
Well, of course,
that's a good
that was
one.
Actually one of my five.
Yeah.
Grand Ole Ivy is the best one if you ever watch an actual like New York production of it because they throw a dude in the air and keep him rolling with like eight people.
That
it's
is
insane.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Anytime I think of that one, for some reason, I always think of The Producers too, which I had on this list at one point and I took off only because other than Springtime
okay, cool.
for Hitler, it's like what else do you really think of from The Producers more than all?
Oh, no, wait, I know one. Oh God. There's a lot of songs. Like,
okay,
I love the whole movie.
you keep thinking about that.
Tanner, hit the slap these balls button.
Tanner, since you took Rent, I'm taking Hamilton.
You.
Oh!
So do I just not get a turn?
Oh.
Like, are we just skipping over Cody?
Go, Cody, go.
Well, you wanted to go. Avenue Q.
Internet is for Porn. Is that your favorite song?
No, but it is a very good one.
Damn it.
And now that it's stuck in my head, thank you, you son of a bitch. It's probably My Girlfriend Lives in Canada.
Yeah, that's also a good one. See, okay, you got me thinking of something I'm going to mention later.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. So Hamilton obviously has to make the list. For me, the thing about that is that I was not, like Tanner, one of those people who knew things about this all the way back in 2015. I had never listened to a single song from the soundtrack. I knew nothing about it until it hit Disney Plus, and that's how quickly it rocketed up to my top five, because it is that good.
Fucking King George for life.
It really is. It really is like one of the best productions I've ever seen. Legitimately cried, laughed. It was great. Damn shame that we did not get to see it yet. We were supposed to see it in May, and of course the Fox canceled. They canceled their at first it was postponed, and then they canceled completely. They're going to try to bring it back for the next season, but they refunded tickets because they don't know when they're going to be able to do that. So, but we had them. I was that close. This is going to be the hardest one to pick a favorite song from, because there are just so many good ones. But I'm going to let Tanner go first, and then I'm going to go.
One Last Time.
You really?
Yep.
Because that's what I was going to say.
Are you serious?
Seriously. Yeah. George Washington's farewell song is, to me, probably my favorite song from the whole production. Now, not the best one. The best song is you have to do two. It's Helpless and Satisfied together.
Yes. Yes.
Just because of Satisfied, that rap riff she goes into is just fucking ridiculous for someone who's not a rapper.
Just in general.
Even Lin-Manuel Miranda himself said, I'll never write anything better than Satisfied. That's my magnum opus. It doesn't get better.
And he put that in the book, if I remember right, Hamilton the Revolution, which I finished a few months ago. He made that note.
If you're taking One Last Time, then I'll take his other one. Right Hand Man is also one of the best songs in the production. Basically, if Washington's doing it, it's one of the best.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the one that gets caught in my head all the time. That's usually Ten Dual Commandments.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
I mean, they literally start the show out with the music of Ten Dual Commandments. Like you see the Disney icon, and you hear the TikTok going on.
We would be remiss to not mention, but I don't think I could ever call him my favorite. It's just one of those things that has to be included. Anything King George does, all three of them are just
hilarious. Jonathan Groff, until I had seen the show on Disney Plus, I did not realize how integral to that show he was.
It's nuts.
It is just crazy. And then when they go into the whole rhythm of he's never going to be president now, and he just comes out and starts dancing and doing his gyrating, and he's out there just twerking, and oh my god, I fucking lost it in this house.
It was good stuff. All right, Tanner, go.
Okay, I'm going to go with The Greatest Show, The Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Greatest Showman.
And my favorite song is From Now On.
Okay.
You're going to have to go solo on that one, or at least not with me. I have not seen that, and I just honestly, I don't care to.
I've seen it. It's...
Is it a?
It's good on. It's good enough on a first watch.
Hugh Jackman, P.T. Barnum suddenly, story.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one.
Hunter. Is it a moral thing? Is it a moral objection?
Part of it. I just don't like P.T. Barnum as a person. The animal.
I'm about to say that's the thing you have to contend with pretty much immediately.
Yeah, that's why we didn't go see it, and why I've just never gone around to seeing it since. I've heard it's really good and it's well produced and everything, but I just I'm good. I don't really care.
I mean, that's fine. Like I know the issues with the show, and I understand it. And honestly, the movie, I could go without seeing the movie, but the albums, though, like the actual soundtracks from the show, I own the original soundtrack, and then they did one reimagined where they brought in different groups and artists to do the songs.
Yeah. Which, doubling back to Hamilton just real quick, if you haven't listened to the Hamilton mixtape, do yourself a favor.
Yep, I listened to those earlier today, actually.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because the version of Satisfied with Sia, uh-huh. Queen Latifah, and I can't remember the young man that does the Alexander Hamilton part, but yeah, good stuff. Plus Watsky doing the pamphlet about John Adams, which is so good.
Well, all right, Cody, go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got one.
God damn it, Dalton.
Well, then get in here.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Oh, fuck.
Dalton's out.
Yeah. The best thing is, well, no, Green Goblin has the best songs in the show.
Hmm.
So it's a mix between DIY World and Pull the Trigger. Legitimately good songs. I can't believe Bono actually made something that didn't suck.
Hey, you motherfucker.
Take. Whoa. That's a hot take right there.
That is quite a hot take. And I'm not even a big fan of
the Joshua Tree has entered the chat.
The song MLK by itself has entered the chat.
I just want to delete part of the show. I don't like that I just said the Joshua Twee,
Nope, it's in there. It's in there forever.
There's no getting around it.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but now you've done it.
Cody, go.
Another pivot on the Wizard of Oz story, The Wiz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't make it one of my favorites, but I get
this
it.
This one's more personal, like, memories of it, because it was one of the first big things I saw with a predominantly black cast. You know, I'd seen the film version with Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, that whole crew. Like, yeah. That was, I think I first saw it was, like, 6 or 7 years old. So, oh, shut up. I still think it's a very good show.
What's...
But I am fully willing to admit that, yes,
fellas, am I not
greatest.
Allowed to do the hee-hee?
Oh, I'm right. Not allowed to make fun of that fucking frog.
That frog.
Fuck that fucking frog.
Racist ass frog. Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls doesn't
damn
get
it,
enough love. I was in it in high school. It's one of the two productions that I got to do when I was in high school. Played Nathan Detroit, the part played by Frank Sinatra in the film version. But he doesn't get anywhere near the good songs, because the classic song is Luck Be a Lady, which is all well and good, don't get me wrong. But I prefer Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. Probably.
Oh, you took my song. Damn it.
That's a good fucking song.
Yeah.
So the only experience I have with Guys and Dolls, and I'm an idiot, is the Simpsons episode where Mark Hamill is doing Broadway and he sings the song Guys. He doesn't know the song, so he just starts going Guys and Dolls with just a bunch of guys and dolls.
Guys and dolls. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah, it's a good one. I don't necessarily love the production, but it's like Cody said, I've got, you know, personal history with it. So,
yeah.
Tanner, go.
Tanner.
I'm thinking.
I'm still here.
Are you?
Shannon, go.
No. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a good
no.
one.
No.
Excuse
it
me, Shannon?
It's. I don't love it either, but I wouldn't turn it off. Like, if it's what was on, yeah. I'd watch it.
I'm trying to think. I think my favorite song is...
Tanner quit the show.
No, I didn't. I'm still here. I'm trying to think what my favorite show is. It's got to be...
Man, legitimately, off the top of my head, all I can think of is...
Time Warp?
Time Warp, yeah.
I mean, yeah. But that again, that feels like a low-hanging fruit.
The song with the one that Meatloaf does in the movie. Are Rocky, we? Or not Rocky, so Eddie's
yes.
song.
Yes,
okay, so
Eddie's.
We're talking about the movie version, yeah. right? Okay, well then, Crush Button, Susan Sarandon. Just do it right now. Yeah, everybody.
It sounds like a sad duck call.
Yeah.
Dalton, go.
Hello?
Dalton.
Dalton, go.
Dalton.
Oh, sorry, my audio cut out. Hey, I got one. Anna, get your gun.
It sounded like you said, Anna, get your gun.
I heard Anna, get your gun.
Anna Kendrick,
Anna,
get your gun.
Oh, I thought it was the City of Anna because a black guy was trying to go
into
it.
I did this one in high school. I mean, good song. There's no business.
Well, actually,
I'm
glad everyone talked over my joke. One.
Also, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Yeah, that's a good tune. Yes.
Yeah. They actually have that. That musical also has a lot of standards that people just don't realize are from that
Dalton,
one.
Dalton, I'm going to mention something. For somebody who doesn't like musicals, you sure do have a lot of favorite musicals.
I know 5 musicals, so this is going to be pretty fucking easy for me.
Cody,
you're acting like he's not just Googling them right now.
The more I think about it, the more problematic it can be, so I will admit that going in, but Aida?
Tumbleweeds.
Ooh. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's an Elton John and Tim Rice production that followed a little bit after their writing for The Lion King. It's... can be a little bit iffy on the racial side of things.
I thought you meant...
It's based upon Aida by Giuseppe Verdi.
Oh, see, I thought you meant Evita.
Yeah. Was...
Oh, no, I mean, Don't Cry For Me Argentina is a good song, but I'm not going to talk about the musical.
All right, I'm going to... Is this 5 for me? I think this is 5 for me. I'm going to leave off on Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
The other one. That was the other one I was in high school. Actually, the first one I did as a freshman. And this is all personal history for me. I don't even really love this show, much like the other one. But this was like basically a turning point in my entire personality. From kindergarten to 8th grade, I was just a smart kid. I didn't talk very much. I didn't have a lot of personality. And I didn't even necessarily want to be in this. But I had a bunch of friends who wanted to audition. And they asked me to stay after school and audition with them because it was multi-person scenes. It's that old chestnut. Guess who got in the show and who didn't? I did, they didn't. And it really completely busted me out of my shell. So while "Oh What a Beautiful Morning" is the, you know, classic song from it, "Poor Judd Is Dead" is the best song from it. And they did a revival of this show last year, and the guy who did it is a very, like, modern country type singer. It's really, really good. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but if you look up the 2019 cast recording, his version of "Poor Judd Is Dead" is great.
Damn.
Okay.
I'm not keeping track of whose turn it is. Hunter,
I think that was yeah. It. It should be Tanner, then Dalton, then Cody.
Yes, I'm. Hey, I'm gonna say I'm looking up to see who sung the song.
Well, hey, I got one.
That. Yeah, you go ahead, Dalton.
Hey,
go ahead, Dalton.
I got one. Beauty and the Beast.
Of course,
he was in
which
it.
One?
I expected.
Gaston.
The musical. Yeah,
it's got to be Gaston.
I was Gaston. Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's got to be your favorite song.
It is. Yeah,
because it was all about you.
They made a chair with deer antlers for me for Shootski because we're in Perryville, and that was easy to get. And I sat in it, and the fact that I didn't stab myself square in the asshole is still very surprising me to this day. But they made a throne of deer antlers, and for somebody that's gone hunting all of one time, it was the most masculine I've ever felt.
And that's as good as it'll ever get.
Yeah, no.
That's a high point.
Yeah, I peaked at 18.
Tanner, oh, you poor bastard.
You're using that peak term pretty generously there.
Tanner, you got one?
Cody, it was the highest point. That's the peak.
Yeah, I've got one.
What is it?
You don't sound happy.
Well, it's because... I don't know. Because it was brought up...
He's still like, mad that I took Hamilton.
No. Like, I'm fine with it. That was... like everyone knew I was going to pick Hamilton, so I'm glad you did.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm glad that we agreed on songs. Yes. I'm going to go with Hairspray.
Lindsay mentioned that one last night.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I was kind of like about picking it. But it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I have only seen that movie one time.
Oh, I have not. I've seen a whole lot more. But I'm sitting here trying to think of what my favorite song is.
He's trying to think, Shannon.
What did Lindsay pick last night?
I do not remember because I don't know a thing.
Baltimore Crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then I'll go with the easy one. Then we're just gonna go with "You Can't Stop the Beat."
There you go.
Yeah,
Cody, go.
Cody,
The Drowsy Chaperone.
Damn.
What
you? No, that's a pull. Good job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Again, Dalton, we tend to neglect to hear from time to time that I was in band and choir through high school.
It's just I haven't
went to a fairly musically central college.
I also have never heard of this.
No, I have. That's why I'm like, son of a bitch. That's a good one.
It's kind of not necessarily a spoof, but it's kind of a parody of like 20s and 30s musical comedy. Basically, the whole premise is a guy puts on a record of a musical he remembers called The Drowsy Chaperone, and then it comes to life on stage, and he's kind of just making side-eyed comments and snarky shit about it.
Okay. I thought my HMS Pinafore was a deep cut.
HMS Pinafore is a deep cut, but...
You know what? Since everybody did all that, can I throw one extra one in? I know.
Oh, I got a bunch I'm going to still mention, but yes, go.
I'm about to say,
I thought we did. Are we doing five, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I've lost track. I don't even care.
That was four, five, but I'm just going to throw some others in there.
Oh, never mind. My bad. Go ahead.
I just want to mention that as far as musicals go, since we talked about Disney, one song that absolutely floored me once I heard it, and it made me become not only a fan of the movie, but a fan of the actress, was Speechless from Aladdin.
Yes.
Naomi Scott sang
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that is genuinely has become one of my absolute favorite songs, and it's just so amazing. And she's got such a gorgeous voice. I already liked that movie, but it really made the movie for me. So that
it was my favorite part of the movie for sure, just because it was the part that departed so much from the typical.
I tell you what,
it was
really
just incredible.
What I really want to see now is the stage production of Aladdin, because not only now it's not going to be like the live action film, but it includes basically a lot of the same songs that are shared between that, you know, Arabian Nights and all the classic stuff between the animated one and the live action one. But there's also some songs that were cut from the animated version that are included in the stage production because there's new characters who sing them. And apparently some of those are really good.
So,
I did have Aladdin on here, but there's really no point in going through that because we've done that. I was a little surprised nobody mentioned Hercules. Not my favorite film, don't get me wrong, but...
No, and that was I was kind of in a weird place in terms of naming movies as that, because I've got one coming up that'll kind of touch
on
that.
Go the Distance was one of those songs that should be included in there. That or Megara's song, I won't say. That's another really good one.
It's Disney movies are just a cheat code in general.
I mean, and that's why I was trying to avoid them. Basically, everything that I did was stage productions.
Yeah, I wanted to do stage productions, but
if we're talking about movies, then one that strikes it for me a bit is Moulin Rouge.
Oh, I mentioned Moulin Rouge.
I literally watched that before we came downstairs to do the show.
That was one of the.
Did you have company? Oh, man.
No, I didn't.
Grease is another one of those shows that didn't get mentioned, and
that's low hanging fruit, man. Like, I'm trying to.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it though. The only song I really like from that soundtrack is the title track. I think the Frankie Valli title track is the only one that is worth much of anything. The others are catchy, but they're not good songs.
I see. Beauty School Dropout.
That's a good one.
It's weird. It's creepy.
No, I'm not saying it's not creepy, but if we're talking about actually like musically good, then I would say that is.
I've never seen Grease.
Ooh, Grease is. You should watch Grease.
Fair. Never seen the movie. Never seen the stage. I know it exists. Really? Yeah, I know it exists.
I'll be right back. By the way, keep going.
Isn't it like super offensive now?
Oh, it doesn't hold.
Great about it.
Yeah.
So I just want to bring up one that Hunter said earlier. Like, he didn't actually name it, but the producers. And while I love the original, I do. I love the original. I think I like the Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick version better.
I know Lindsay's seen it. I've seen clips of it. I've never watched it. I'm generally not big on musicals.
Shannon, do you know who was in the original producers?
Was it Mel Brooks?
Or no, he was in there. Obviously, Mel Brooks. Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel.
Yeah.
Going back real quick, Dalton, I actually. Because I don't know why I blanked on it at the time, because I was just thinking about my girlfriend who lives in Canada. Schadenfreude is the best song from Avenue Q.
Oh, it's Internet is for Porn. I'm sorry.
I mean, I get it, but being able to scream at somebody, hey there, lady, that's what stairs are for, is just fucking perfect. Yeah.
Book of Mormon also has a lot of really great songs.
Yes, it does. I held off on that one only because I still want to see it. It's one of those where I've heard the soundtrack a bunch, but I don't want to speak on it until I actually get to see it in person.
What about Repo the Genetic Opera?
Oh, shit.
No, I was surprised nobody mentioned that last night. I really thought that.
Oh,
was
you mean he
up.
Poisoned the medicine?
Damn it! I want to kick myself now. Damn you, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I you know what? I just want to throw that out there.
You're right.
Also, really, really good fucking opera if you can get it, or you can watch it in German or in English. The Magic Flute. Yeah, I know that wasn't dirty. The game we were playing. Yeah. Wait. God. I'm sorry. I was about to say you really don't know what the Magic Flute is, but I just realized that that's kind of my studies.
Yeah, but also...
it does sound dirty. It's never occurred to me that the Magic Flute sounded dirty until you said it.
Yeah, just don't
Yankees,
Google just
Damn
Magic
Yankees
Flute.
Didn't get brought up either. And as far as there being a lot of great songs, not a bunch that come to mind, but I was a music major in college for the better part. Well, actually for an entire year, my freshman year. And when I was still doing... what do they call them? Juries? When you have to do the solo.
Oh, yeah, the voice final. It's your voice lesson final.
Yeah, so one of our options was show tunes, and so I did one called Those Were the Good Old Days from Damn Yankees, which I really like.
Yes, I was hoping someone would mention Damn Yankees,
Shannon, you would like this one. It's basically the Faust story, but with a group of baseball players, even though I know you don't give a shit about baseball, but...
I don't give a shit about baseball.
The guy who
is a very good show.
The guy who
I do want to talk about claymation.
Well, like, what's up with it?
Yeah, what's up with it?
this character Applegate, who's basically the devil, he's the Faust of this story, sings this song, "The Soul," that's basically about how hard it is now to steal souls, and about how easy it used to be back in the day. It's a lot of fun. He's super evil. So that was good. And then the only other ones that I was surprised that people didn't mention, well, not necessarily surprised, White Christmas.
Yeah.
White Christmas is a good one. Willy Wonka, technically a musical.
I didn't think about
either
it
Pure Imagination or The Candyman, both great songs.
Uh-huh.
And then if you're doing movies, I was a little surprised that Jesse didn't mention this, the South Park movie.
I mentioned that to Jesse.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like,
Blame Canada.
On the show?
I don't remember if it was on the show
I don't remember hearing that.
We were talking about it, and I mentioned the Uncle Fucker song, and he said, oh, no, if I'm going to pick one, it's going to be something about Kyle's mom. I forget the name of it.
Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch.
Goddamn it.
Yeah. And then I suggested Blame Canada.
The one that people always...
Tanner, we're going to get sued. Stop it.
The one that people always forget...
Yeah, Blame Canada is always my favorite song.
But see, the one that people always forget that's even a much better song than all of those...
Brian Boitano.
What would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? He'd probably kick an ass. Yep.
That's the best song in it.
What would Brian Boitano do? God, yep. That, okay, you're right. I reset my comment. Yes, it is Brian Boitano.
Yes.
I hate to do it, but I 100% agree with Hunter.
Oh, see, now this, I don't want to know.
Oh, poor Hunter.
The saddest part of all this is that the realization has just hit me that I'm going to have to mix together 5 different audio channels along with cutting it and splicing it so I can add the music in for the skit we did earlier. Oh, man.
It's fine. Yeah, you guys, Tanner, what else
you
doing?
We'll have you on here.
It's only 9 o'clock.
Oh. I regret
9,
this.
10. Actually, Bullet Club, not Gallows and Anderson.
That's
they're
not
doing
a musical.
No,
that is a musical. It is.
They're doing the Fuck You WWE podcast at midnight. They're dropping it, or as they like to call it, the Road to Fucktown. So I'm pretty pumped for that.
Jeez.
So
they're saying it, not me.
Okay, so Hunter, you mentioned the producers earlier. What did you say your favorite song was?
I didn't.
No.
No, I did. Springtime for Hitler, clearly.
But I mean, like, there's how myself.
Jesus.
I'm going to be honest with you. Springtime for Hitler is the only one that ever comes to mind when it comes to that. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Oh, When You Got It, Flaunt It with Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one from that one is Slap These Balls. I can't remember if Hitler sang that or if it was
Waluigi?
Steve Mnuchin.
All that reminded me of was Wayne's World. Was it Kierkegaard or Dick Van Patten who said, "If you label me, you negate me"?
Tumbleweed.
Oh, all right. You know what? I'm gonna call it there.
That's
I'm
we
call
should
it there because it was an hour podcast. It'll be an hour of editing. So it took
good luck.
It took an hour to write. I assumed it would take an hour to read. All right.
Poop knife.
Fucking hell. All right, that's gonna do it for us tonight. We're out of here. This may be the most coherent and best show that the five of us have done together. So
and nobody quit at the end of it, maybe.
Kudos to you,
the
gentlemen.
Friday show just keeps getting better. That's the thing.
Or worse, depending on what the people want.
Oh, we know what they want. It's squalor and they're getting it.
It's always squalor.
Well, if we're gonna rename it Saturday Squalor next week.
It's Saturday.
The Slap These Balls podcast coming up at you.
That's a secret, Cap. It's always squalor.
It's always slapping.
The Slap These Balls players.
Tear this holes up. Tear this hole up. All right, that's it. Good night, everybody. For myself, for Hunter, for Dalton, for Cody, for Tanner, and everyone, all the little boys and girls around the world. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday with Tanner. Are we doing I Want to Believe?
Yes. We got some big MUFON news to break.
I Want to Believe this Monday.
Is that a musical?
It is.
Yeah, that's the one the girl gets into the Chinese army?
Yes, yeah.
No, that's Mulan. Never mind.
I thought the Mufon was where Hannibal's brother was changing genders and joining the lady army. You look confused, boy! Anyway, thank you guys. And then Tuesday, the last episode of PZ85 Plays?
We'll see.
Who knows? Tanner, you missed a hell of a show on Tuesday. Did you
I gotta go
back
and listen to it. I started it and fell asleep. I'm about to go back.
Oh, it's that's fine. Good news.
Wednesday,
I started listening at midnight and I had to go to work.
We might do PW on Wednesday. We'll see what happens this week. We didn't do it this week or next week. We didn't do it this week because Asa was not feeling well.
Yes.
So
and I
pretty
was
much
in mid panic attack. So
and Asa is the nucleus of PW. If he's out, we're all out.
Yes.
So that's just the way that is. Thursday we did PZD85AD. It was a train wreck of a show. No one was paying attention. It was like pulling fucking teeth. But we eventually did get to some good quality content. So make sure you check that out. And then tonight, of course, we had fun talking about musicals and balls. Holes and SNL. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week. We love you. Hunter, take us out.
Oh, now y'all shut your butts. Later.